Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. Everybody get involved. Good evening. This is Talk Dude himself here and Organic OK. Organic, come on, let them know you're here.
Organic OK.
Everyone, yeah, Elaine, you're listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. It's 11 o'clock p.m. We're really doing a graveyard shift here, aren't we?
Definitely.
Well, yeah, but look, I mean, it's okay. I mean, maybe people might not be listening to this live, but hopefully, eventually, they're going to tune in. They're going to tune into it. They're going to tune into what we're doing. They're going to pick up. Okay, please don't just listen. Talk. Call in. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Corporal punishment.
What did I go for?
I'm trying to say, I know what it's all about. When I was real little, I got hit. You see, first of all, my father, he was basically abusing steroids. The guy's a bodybuilder, and to get his physique, he was popping them steroids like they were Pez. And so you can imagine how he was. I mean, was getting a hell of a thing, you know, moving all the way to across. What we originally did was we'd moved all the way across the country to here, California, the Golden State. And for this expensive whatever, he's working two jobs. And it did not make him pleasant. So, yeah, I got knocked around. What is one of those kids who basically, I don't know, you'd think the bees would have basically toughened me up, but they didn't take. It didn't stop there. Every day I was sent off to basically a babysitter who was Chinese. Now, the Chinese, they're especially ambient about corporal punishment. That's what happens over there, dude. I mean, they especially still use the bamboo sticks and rods and whatever. And you know what? That was a thing. Still, I was a crybaby. I was a kid on the playground who was always getting attacked and beaten up when he was so much as touched. I didn't like being touched. There's something weird about that, isn't there?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. We're in the middle of the show. Come on. Talk a little bit.
Yes, this is comedian Organic OK. And we're dealing with moments, you know. It's moments that we're trying to find that we can get through the oppositions in our, you know, experience. You know, and all the things that people go through that somewhat can, you know, kind of put us in a place where we can have more, you know, closure with the opposition that we're dealing with, you know. What do you feel in your addiction in harvesting, you know, this destruction of a life? You know, this is something that is not necessarily easy to do. People spend so much time on, you know, sabotaging their greatness. You know, it's just, they don't understand. This is not getting them anywhere. You know, so.
Me personally, I'm the kind of guy who thinks that if basically adults are allowed to hit kids, then kids should be allowed to hit adults. Like particularly when your kids are all growing up in the twilight, when you're in your twilight years, if you've knocked them around, then they get a swing at you. Yeah.
They're right.
But then again, I mean, even if parents don't hit their kids, I mean, kids beat other kids, don't they? I mean, isn't that inescapable? Even a social media age where we have all this internet and whatever, and other things get them distracted, other things to do. Kids still are going to attack each other.
Huh. Well, what were you going through? Did you get any kind of attention from adults, you know, older adults to give you some insight in life?
There were some of those. There was some of that. There was some.
Elaborate a little more so we can
Okay. All right. Let me get a good idea. Did we get some enlightenment? I mean, that's what happens when you're a kid. Adults tell you how the world is going to work. When you get out there, you better be prepped for it. I mean, in a lot of ways, like, I wasn't. Like, I also think that basically I went to a school where it didn't really prepare you for life. It just kind of sort of took all the worst cases, and all the lost causes can be together. They're not going to go anywhere. They're not going to go anywhere. They're doomed. But you know what? Let's just we don't want to infect the rest of the general population. That's what.
Yeah.
The,
so, what is the knowledge that people supposed to get right now that you feel that you can give them so they can have a better insight on what's going on with themselves and maybe possibly others they're dealing with?
I'm not sure. I think really that, okay, you're handicapped. Now, the handicapped have basically become the handicapable, you know. They talk about this now, but as everybody has a new kind of fangled title that just makes it sound fancier. But that's the thing. The handicapable, I think that person is actually doing something, who's hustling. Well, every single day is trying to overcompensate. You know, he's got the ultimate Napoleon complex, has something to prove. That's what every single handicapped person should be. So I want to be. But no, it's like you said. You said I let my handicap take over and win me. I'm not being professional enough. I'm letting the handicapped, I'm just sitting back and settling for being handicapped instead of trying to think, hey, you know something? Instead of trying to be handicapped, why don't you try not to be? So many able-bodied people who'd basically be happy to almost in a way be in wheelchairs if it meant they could go on workers' comp, who basically take their legs for granted. Don't try and make the effort. Now, me personally, I just want to do something, you know. I just want to basically do something for the system, part of society. Anything, as long as I live with some kind of sense of purpose. I like to think that's what this show is. A message. Is there a message? Isn't there a purpose? Okay, dude, you better be basically just trying to breathe and inhale. That better not have been a snore. Too much dead air. So tell me, what do you think every handicapped person really could use, really needs? Okay, I'll make a suggestion. I'm going to make a suggestion.
Okay.
Accommodate yourself. Find ways to basically every day prove that you're not handicapped. Accommodate yourself. Make your own world, your own living, your own something.
Okay, keep going.
Accommodate yourself. Accommodate yourself.
Talking to myself.
Accommodate
okay.
yourself.
Okay. Well, you have to go into more...
More detail? Okay, sure. Why not? Find a way to personally see what you want. What do you need? What are your needs? What needs do you have?
I guess it's individual specific because some people need, may not necessarily be the needs that they're getting based on what you're giving to them. Maybe beyond what they need. Okay.
Okay. All right. Accommodate yourself. Ask yourself what it is you want, what it is you need, and try to basically individually get that. Don't rely on the systems of government to accommodate you. Accommodate yourself first. Accommodate yourself every single day more than anything else. And here's the funny thing about handicaps, dude. They can get worse. They can spread, you know. There's a domino effect. My mother has MS, and here's the thing. It started out as her basically just needing a cane. Then she needed a walker. That she needed a manual wheelchair. Now she needs this big, huge electrical thing, this huge iron sign type of wheelchair. It's all this gadget. Something like Stephen Hawking, personally, would use. It's getting worse, dude. Now, think about the abscess. They get worse. There's a worsening process. There's this whole concept, basically, where it gets worse. Organic. What do you think the handicapped need?
Okay, let me start telling you that. I'm, like, between, you know, like the aircraft of sleeping. Ha, 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 ha. Yep, like, in between that transition. Like, I'll wake up, it'll be a totally different day.
You're falling asleep here on the radio?
Well, going to tell. You want to announce it? Yeah, I'm sleeping. Sleeping, going to tell. I want to be so honest and have no etiquette about your perception. Just tell them everything. Go ahead.
Okay. What else do the handicapped really need? See, one thing, I think in all the way, handicapped need really more of a spokesman. Christopher Reeve was great, but now he's gone. I don't think I like Larry Flint. I'm speaking for every handicapped, but someone should be speaking on behalf of the handicapped.
I have to tell you, sometimes like the handicap is limited. It's not here, someone say handicapped, it's always like, oh, now here you go again. Like, what does he want? What does he want? You've been doing all this presentation. What about your life, man? What's going on? Are you been working on you getting this beautiful woman that I've been talking about for a couple of episodes or so?
That is great. And you know what? I would basically love to meet her. But right now, priority-wise, can we establish this radio show? So, anywho. Handicap president. One day it'll happen. One day. Now, I mean, there's already too many of us who are basically missing. Everyone's looking for the minority. Everyone's looking for America's always trying to prove that they're more open and more, I don't know, accepting than they've been in the past, than other countries. So you know what? They're looking to accept a politician who basically. I think it's time for a handicapped president. And it's been better than what we had for the past 4 years. I know this tends to sound heavily dated, but come on, I gotta say it. I mean, I know this is such an obvious thing, but come on, a handicapped president. Man, that'd be it. Someone speaking on behalf. Me personally, what was messed up about me, I was in such a hurry to grow up. I don't know why. In a lot of ways, I feel like I haven't. I've had so many bad things happen to me, and now I'm bitter and resentful. I've learned my lesson. Got to enjoy the moment here and now. Organic. Seriously, yeah. What do you think the handicapped need? What do you think they could use? Come on.
Come on, man. Use your mind. You don't want to host it. I mean, come on, man. I talk about you all the time. I thought I'd use this time to flip it on me. It's you.
Okay. Of course, the handicap. Okay. What's the handicap need? I mean, there's a lot of things, you know. More ramps and rails.
And cool it off.
More ramps and rails, braille on everything. Honestly, the funny thing is, we live in a very technological space.
Hey, you're getting too much into details of getting away the great secrets of our great, great projects. Now back it up. You're getting too much, man. You got to understand what to give or not to give. What's wrong with you? You talk so much and don't say nothing half the time. And when you talk, you don't know what to talk about. That's Talk Dude right there, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Talk Dude talking, and I am just here.
Okay. It's me.
Talking about the tape that's playing with no...
15 minutes after... 11:15 here on the program. I can't find you, but we found ourselves here with DJ Butterfly Feast. No. Yeah. Sorry. I owe that asshole's name. Here with Talk Dude. Okay? Now, please, get involved, okay? I want to talk to someone. I want somebody else to get involved in the conversation. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. The show is brought to you by Organic OK, wherever he is.
Yeah, I've been here for some moment. This guy, I want to talk about this pretty woman. I'm like,
Okay. You know what? You want to talk about something here? Let's talk about the pretty woman. Tell me about her.
Hold on a second, man. I'm talking about the pretty woman in your life, man. It's about being prepared when it actually happened. Now, somebody could tell you all kinds of things. Now, it's totally different once you see it. And this person that, you know, has been pretty much, you know, brought into your life, you don't actually believe this is going to happen for you. I don't know why. I don't get what's so far-fetched from that. You're a human being. You got feelings. She got feelings. You know, and, you know, she can see someone that would be enjoying, you know, the space that she, you know, called love. And, you know, hey, if listening to the desires, man, you deserve all what you want. You deserve whatever you want, man. If you want to talk to a woman, you should get.
No, we should all basically have somebody special. No, we should have somebody. We should all have somebody basically special in our lives. We should all have somebody, I don't, just something, let's not just, we all just shouldn't have to settle. We should all be going for something.
You know, it's Thanksgiving in some places. And
yeah. Right now it's tomorrow someplace else. They're already celebrating Thanksgiving. That's a fact.
Talk, dude.
Look, I've been in trouble my whole life, okay? I mean, the worst kind of trouble. It all happens to me as an adult. I don't know. I don't have a drop of an idea how to conduct myself publicly. I tend to make myself at home too much wherever I go.
Why is that? I don't want to go home. It's not a bit like home.
Sometimes you're not at home. Just certain things you just aren't supposed to do.
At home is where you love and enjoy. I mean, who don't want to enjoy where they're going to? I mean, you know, I think that you're kind of like missing your greatness or your point. You know? Are you shop and go places? You know, it's so important where you want positive energy coming your way.
Yeah, that's what I need. Problem also is that I obsess too much. I worry and fret over things.
Mm.
Always wringing my hands. I mean, even on this radio show, can't you tell? I'm always nervous. I'm always crazy nervous. You know, I mean, it helps to talk, just act like you're basically talking to one person. I have a problem with that. I mean, heck, you can hear the nervous stammering in my voice as we're doing the show right now, can't you?
Hey, how's your day been?
I did have some trouble, but I played through it.
So what is this? Do you truly see happiness in who you relate to in your love and dating elements of seeing your vision?
Yeah. Well, anywho, I think what, once again, what handicapped people need is to be less handicapped. No, really. No, and you know what? It's simpler than it sounds. Because remember, if you let that handicap stop you, it's going to get worse. The handicap will abscess. It's like when your teeth are worn away. You got to get the cavity filled. You got to get it polished over before it rots away and just festers, and then they just got to rip the whole tooth out of your head. Don't let yourself be handicapped. I really wish someone would call in and get in the middle of this. I really do. What do handicapped people need? well, what else do they need? I'm a man who basically had bad habits. I'm telling you, I was really handicapped. As a kid, I didn't know what was wrong with me. I had the weirdest interests. I was so damn hyper.
Come on, let's get this talking. Get the word. Well, you sound like you don't want to talk tonight.
No, but that's just it. I couldn't stop walking and talking. It's been a problem my whole life. But this is the place to talk. This is the place to go nuts. This is the place to everything. What to do. Well, I just tried to hold it in. Okay, look, you've seen what I look like when I'm trying to hold my Tourette's back, haven't you? You see what that looks like when I'm trying to hold it in, haven't you? Are you there? Worthless. Anywho, yeah, I mean, I would abscess, my head would shake, I would just pop. I was bulging, writhing in agony. And the caffeine I was addicted to didn't help any. But the point is that really, honestly, I just could not stop. I could not let up. The most pleasant way for me to relieve my Tourette's and whatever is to just walk and talk. People have a problem with that because I talk too much. Sometimes when you get old, especially, you know, older people, they don't want to talk. They want some kind of peace and quiet. The guy who's always talking is kind of a bore. I don't even do it to be interesting. I do it because there's all this nervous energy. Without it, I'd be blinking and twitching, and my head would be caving in. I met somebody else who had this condition. I met this woman. She had the same condition, but it was worse. I found out she refused to take any medication for her condition. She wouldn't med, and that's why I went home with her. She did all the same, basically, Tourette's stuff that I do, but it was worse. I tried to help her. This woman, who showed her name anonymous, to hell with it. Her name was Linda. And where did I go? I went, basically, to this organization. They were talking about kicking her out. I plead with them not to do it. She's just unmedicated. She's got a condition. She's here for a reason. She is needed. Well, maybe not needed, but she needs us. We all need each other. Isn't that the point of all this? I think I kicked her out. My point, to have a little bit more compassion for the less fortunate. Next time you see somebody doing something weird, something that seems scary, mind your own business. Please. Anywho, now another thing. I basically think schizophrenics should all hang out together. I think people in wheelchairs should also drive by in a big convoy, a big love train, a big conga line, whatever. I think blind and deaf people should also hang out because they can help one another. Each has what the other is missing. But I think all handicapped people need to be united under some huge guild. You know what? That would do wonders. That would do gangbusters. What else do I think? I don't think people care enough. I think a lot of ways they don't have time to care. I think they look at caring as a sign of weakness. Most of the people are just lazy. Well, personally, change that. Some people say, what can you do? Well, it's very simple, guys. Just stop it. For God's sakes, show some compassion. Have a heart. I personally feel that basic, that basically the handicapped, almost every single one of them, should have some kind of pet. I also believe that basically a lot of them should live in houses that have residents. I'm picturing one big handicapped guild with ramps and rails and braille all around and just accommodation all over, you know. Handicapped. That's what I'm looking for. Place. Yeah, but that's as good a word as any, isn't it? I'd like to be the kind of guy that overcompensates and handicapped his whole life, just tries to work harder and be better, just tries really, really way too hard to be better than he is. Those guys are the most admirable. Those are the handicapped people that people admire. The kind who basically do move mountains. What's that saying? Mountain, get out of my way. I think we've used that one before. I'm a man who basically believes. I'm a man who can try. And I encourage all of you to do the same. Every single one of you. I speak to everyone here who basically will hopefully eventually listen to this at some point. Ask yourself how you're shorting yourself every single day, every moment, because you're afraid or lazy, or maybe too comfortable. You're afraid of a fall from grace. You're afraid to succeed, whatever. And ask yourself if that's really helping you. Okay, we're coming to the end of this one. I'll leave you with this thought. There are people getting handicapped all the time. There are people who basically, everyone has a disadvantage. Everyone has a disability. The handicaps, those are just more obvious. We're all just people in all this. We're all the same species. Even though different cultures, different ethnicities do have a whole different way of doing things. I mean, skin color shouldn't matter, but let's be honest. I mean, it's about that. I mean, where you came from is a big part of tradition. It's been part of who you are. And you take it with you wherever you go. Handicapped people have that especially. Not every handicapped person is, you know, just a handicap. So we're going to deal with it a little better than others. But we're all people in all this. Wanted to get into it. I want to thank you all for, hopefully at some point you will hear this, take the message here. I can't find you, but we found ourselves here with Dude Talk. Please. Get involved with us. We're on the net. We're at 1-515-605-9709. It's 1-515-605-9709. Organic, do you have anything else to say?
Hey, where's your greatness and peace?
Everybody, thank you. Thanks for hearing us at some point. Thank you. Good night.